This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Coach, with two wins against Utah so far this year, how are they different now than when you faced them earlier this year?
Numbers wise, you know, fairly the same. I think they're playing better basketball. Carlson's playing really well. They're shooting, you know, Gabe Madsen's giving them a big difference maker. But their biggest thing is controlling the tempo. You know, they want less possessions. They made four or five shots against us, you know, end of clocks. But they're very well coached. They're playing more confidently. They're better in their defensive system, and it's going to be a tough road beating a team three times.
And just taking a look at the film, you know, in the last three games, what have you seen that you've liked, and what are you seeing that you need to work on to make a dent in this tournament?
I think defensively we've gotten better. We've been able to use how we've scouted. And they're adapting well. I think the defensive part is really, really good. We've had some dry spells offensively, but then we've also had, you know, after the first whatever minutes, you know, we went, you know, 12 for 13 possessions where we scored. But, you know, defensively, I like where we're at. Having John back in those games, I think, was really big. He's so cerebral on the top of the zone and disruptive. That's been really good for us. And, you know, when our defense is really good, that's when it seems like our offense starts getting going, because we get some easy buckets on the other end.
Maybe a couple points on the defense that's caused the improvement.
I'm going to go with, you got to be focused, right? There's one thing about saying, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to defend the 3-point line this game, or we're going to keep them out of the lane, and then being able to go out there and execute it. And I felt like, especially in the Oregon game, Oregon State for sure, like we did what we were supposed to do. And sometimes we don't, you know, we might say a closeout's not good enough to that shooter, and we just close out. And so I think more of that focus in terms of that game and being able to adapt in terms of how we make our adjustments, I think they've gotten a lot better.
Just one more. When it comes to defense, and when you see those lapses, is that more mental? Is it more effort? Is it more of an understanding of what to do?
That's a great thing. I think it's effort and where they just, it's a focus thing. You know, it's because, you know, we've shown film where it's like, you've proven you can do it. Now you just have to do it the entire time. And so that's, I would say, more of the focus. And I think a big number where we've improved, and I think rebounding has been huge. So not only have we been, you know, defending better, you know, guys better, we have our lapses. We're not perfect. We still have to get better at that. But finishing with rebounding has been big.
Thanks, Coach.
You're welcome.
Tim, go ahead. All right, we'll circle back to him. Percy, go ahead.
I don't know what's wrong with that, Tim Booth. It's always something. Hey. I'm just curious about, Coach, just things that maybe you've learned about the Pac-12 tournament since you've been here doing this. This is your fifth trip now. You guys are 2-4 at this tournament with you at the head here. You had that really nice run in 2019. Just what is it with this tournament that leads to success? And then other than that 2019 year, you like had the early out. So, you know, the things about this tournament that leads to success, and then the things that leads to those early departures.
Like in the NCAA tournament, you know, your seed matters. So this will be our second highest seed. Obviously, first year we were seventh. I think we were tied for whatever, but we were the seventh seed in the tournament. We're the sixth seed this year. you know, you're, if you're a lower seed, you're playing the better teams in the league, or when I say lower, like in the bottom where we were in the last couple of years. And so, you know, these games come down, they're close. You know, first year, I think Oregon State overtime got to the finals, second year, if I'm not mistaken, Arizona, after we had just beaten them, replay game. And then last year, you know, close game. When you start getting into these tournaments, everybody knows each other. And so they're coming down to the end. And so how you execute is going to be really big. We're, you know, our luxury is that we have a veteran team. We've been playing fairly well or better. And, you know, when you're playing a team for the third time, there's no secrets. You know, you just, you know, you got to be able to execute your game plan and make some plays. And, you know, hopefully we'll be able to do that.
In the two games that you played Utah, your outside shooting, I don't know if it was the difference, but it really showed up, and particularly with Cole. I mean, just those that first time that they you played Utah, obviously he was big, and then the second time, you know, what Cole and Dejan did in that second overtime, just in terms of 3-point shooting, when it gets to the tournament like this, I don't know if you can expect 3-point shooting to show up, but when it does, what type of difference does that make?
You know what? It's a huge difference. Scoring in general, you know, getting to the foul line, hitting threes, getting easy baskets in transition. Those are all the ingredients of having a really good offensive night. And, you know, defensively, you know, like I was earlier question, I feel like we've gotten better. We're still not where we want to be, but we've been rebounding better. And that's been able to get us out in transition. And that's where, you know, Terrell and Dejan are really good and get our shooters. But, you know, obviously making shots is the name of this game. And when you're doing it, you're different. There's more confidence. There's energy, you know, all those things. And if you don't, it puts a lot of pressure on your defense. So, you know, getting hot at this time, it's you got to be able to get some stops. You got to be able to make some shots. And most importantly, these games are usually going to come down to the end. You got to execute your stuff.
It's probably too late to like lobby for like any of you guys in terms of postseason awards. But if you like had to make the case for Terrell in just terms of the Pac-12 player of the year, just how would you do that?
Geez, what would be the case? You know, lead the league in steals, lead the league in scoring. I think he's second or third in analytics in terms of the most efficient player in the league. He was a big part of a team that came, you know, won 5 games last year and came in last place in the league and preseason number 11. And we went to 6, you know, I think it's a big jump for most leagues.
What a fifth.
Yeah.
Like type of fifth.
But the point is he's, you know, people always say the player of the year usually is the player that wins the most, but he maybe not has won the most, but he's made, I think, the biggest difference. And I think there's the most valuable player, and that's the most valuable player to your team. And I don't think there's a more valuable player to a team than Terrell Brown.
Hey, other than Terrell, any of your other guys maybe in the running for any sort of awards here or any honors?
You know what? I don't know. I think Emmett Matthews had a great league. Dejan, I think, could have been all defensive. You know, he'd been injured, hadn't played in a lot of games. Nate Roberts, watching him, if he had a couple more games in him, you could talk about him being most improved. He just, you know, keeps just getting better and better. You know, PJ Fuller has had moments in terms of him and Cole in terms of, you know, being off the bench where they call the sixth man, you know, numbers wise, but usually those honors go to the top one or two teams in the league based on their record. So, you know, good for them. But we love our guys. We love our team. Even with Terrell being a guy who I think is the most valuable player, you take him off, you know, he couldn't do it without his other teammates. You know, we've got a team of really good players that all played a significant role in terms of, you know, being picked preseason 11th and coming all the way to 5th. So I'm really proud of them.
Hey, and I don't remember Nate really having big games against Utah in the 2 times you played him, but this version of Nate that you've seen lately, How can he be effective against the Utes?
In the last two games, I think he's averaging 15 points and 16 rebounds on average in the last two this last weekend. That's like player of the week status. He's rebounded always consistently. He's become our defensive anchor where he got in foul trouble early and struggled last year. He's really, really improved there. The thing that you start seeing is his finishing around the basket. He's been on better balance. He's playing with a lot of confidence, and he's really physical. And so, you know, if teams want to go small, teams want to do those types of things, we have a weapon for that now. And, you know, he's not just can do it, but he's earned that right.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
And it sounds like, Percy, you touched on what Tim was trying to ask. So all good there. Thank you. Kim, go ahead.
Did you say Tim or Kim?
Kim with a K.
Hey, Coach, you know, speaking of Nate, you know, what's it been like around Nate this last few days? You know, because you talked a lot about his confidence being a lot higher. You know, when you're looking at film, how is he different in the film room, and how is he different at practice this last couple of weeks to compare where he was like a month ago?
Well, he's been great in practice. He always has been. It's all that transferred to the game. And, you know, it just the you know, Oregon pass, you know, against Oregon passing the ball at the 3-point line, they denied everybody, kept him open a little bit like Arizona did. He didn't look lost. He gained his composure, gained his poise, drove him to the basket, made a layup. You know, he gets the ball down there. He thinks he's scoring, and he gets a good shot down there. You can see that in his body language and his action. And we've seen it in practice. It's like watching these guys who you know can really shoot. You've seen it in practice. It just has to translate. It's starting to translate in the game. And that's really fun. It's funny when you're coaching, you know, you might teach somebody something, and that kid could go out and play 6 or 7 games and not translate. And then all of a sudden that one day he just starts doing it, or it just comes natural. And that's what you see with Nate, is he's always been able to do it. Now it's just coming natural rather than thought provoked. It's coming in the flow. It's coming with his confidence. It's coming with his repetitions. It's coming with his coaching. It's fun to see.
One more. I know you got a great group of kids, but taking all these kids to Vegas with everything that goes on down there, does it make you a little bit nervous at times?
Come on, Jim. What happens in Vegas stays in. You know, these guys, the greatest thing about this team is their maturity and the opportunity that we have in front of us. And, you know, they're, you know, really excited for this opportunity. And so I know it's a business trip. Vegas is fun. Vegas is exciting. I love we play the 8:30 game, so we can watch some games before that. That kind of gives you the March feel. And so once you start seeing that, hearing that, start doing that stuff, you know, if you're a baller and a hooper and a competitor, that's really gets you excited to play. So excited for that.
Thanks, Coach.
Percy, go ahead.
Do you change your routine at all from like maybe the first years or of like the how you guys go down or the things you guys do?
No, not really. Percy, it's business as usual. You know, I think the biggest thing is you know, it's just we have to enjoy this opportunity, especially the seniors, and you know, no regrets. But in terms of routine, nothing. Same thing.
And is there anything that maybe you can draw from your non-conference tournament that because I know in years past that you really liked having that a non-conference game in Vegas, you know, to kind of give you a chance there. But anything now, maybe you can go back to that trip to the Dakotas and say, all right, this is what we did there, and this is kind of what we want to do.
The greatest thing about tournaments is one game at a time. Can't think ahead, can't think about round two, whatever. You got to think about that opponent. And, you know, it's the kids are loving it because there's no practice if you win. Like mentally getting ready, watch a little bit of film, get them off their legs. And it's March. You know, these kids have been watching hoop for their entire life. And so, no. We have our strategies. We have the things that we do. We're going to stay really consistent with that and translate. You know, we've been a good road team for the most part, especially earlier in the year. And, you know, if you can't get up for this, you can't get up for basketball.
And just the last one from me, just the last, maybe the last thing that you'll tell the team before they hit the court, any just one message that you want them to know before they go out there?
Well, the biggest thing is, you know, believe that you can win every game that you play. And number two, leave it all out there. I have no regrets. You know, you got to play with no fear, no regrets. Get an open shot, knock it down. Do what you do well. You know, we're not going to have a secret play that we're going to put in. That's going to, you know, this is, you know, play great defense, rebound the basketball and share the ball on offense.
There you go. All right, Hoff. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Anything else for Coach today? All righty, Coach Hopkins, you're good to go.
Vegas, baby.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.